I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Hello, friend. What a joy it is for me to welcome you to the Voice of Hope. I'm your host, J. Mark Horst, and I'm delighted that you've joined me today. If you're a regular listener to the Voice of Hope, you know that we're celebrating our 50th year of ministry. That's right, beginning in June of this year, and continuing through June 2019, we will be highlighting God's faithfulness and His provision for the ministry. The founder of Heralds of Hope was Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was also the Bible teacher on the Voice of Hope for more than 30 years. Dr. Yoder went home to be with the Lord in July of 2003, but one of the legacies left behind by Dr. Yoder is his wealth of Bible teaching. We have literally hundreds of programs of his various teaching in our archives. And most of these programs are a series of systematic expositions of various books of the Bible. One of those series is from the Epistles of Peter. And so during this anniversary year, we are rebroadcasting Dr. Yoder's series from 1 Peter. I believe it will bless and encourage you. Peter wrote to Christians who were suffering because of their faith in Christ. They were going through some difficult times. Now, while you and I most likely haven't experienced the kind of suffering they did, we still have those difficulties in our lives. And they cause us to ask this question: God, why?
It's really dark and cold tonight, and I'm so tired and all alone. I see no ray of hope in sight. Oh, Lord, why did you ever make night? I made the night so you would trust in me. I made the night so you would place your hand in mine. I made the night so in the early morning you could see my sun rise and shine. Now as I place my trust in you, and I can see the first rays of dawn, and I know that you are with me. Oh, Lord, I'm so glad you made the night. I made the night so you would trust in me. I made the night so you would place your hand in mine. I made the night so in the early morning you could see my sun rise and shine. You could see my sun rise and shine.
Thank you, men, for that encouraging song. Pastor James Deloach spoke about hope this way. He said, "I am not a connoisseur of great art, but from time to time, a picture or a painting will really speak with a clear and a strong message to me. Some time ago, I saw a picture of an old burned-out mountain shack. All that remained was the chimney, the charred debris of what had been that family's sole possession. And in front of this destroyed house stood an old grandfatherly-looking man, dressed only in his underclothes, and he was holding the hand of a small boy who was crying while he clutched a pair of patched overalls. Beneath the picture were the words the artist felt the old man was speaking to the boy. They were simple words, and yet they presented a profound theology and philosophy of life. The words were, 'Hush, child, God ain't dead.' The vivid picture of that burned-out mountain shack, the old man, the weeping child, and those words, "God ain't dead," keep returning to my mind. Instead of it being a reminder of the despair of life, it's come to be a reminder of hope. I need reminders that there's hope in the world. During all of life's troubles and failures, I need mental pictures to remind me that all is not lost, as long as God is alive and in control of His world. Yes, friend, God is on the throne. King David expressed his hope in God in Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are to you for your loving kindness to us. We thank you for your protection, for your provision, for ordering our steps. We thank you that with you by our side, we have nothing to fear. And we thank you too for the privilege of beginning a new series of study in your Word today. We pray that you will, by your Spirit, illuminate the heart and mind of my listening friend, even as you illuminated Dr. Yoder's heart and mind when he originally prepared these messages. Thank you for your timeless truth that meets our needs today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're tuning in just now, we're just about ready to begin our study in 1 Peter chapter 1, and you're listening to the Voice of Hope. I'm your host, J. Mark Horst. Now here's Dr. Yoder with our study, Our Living Hope.
Perhaps some recent experience has shattered your hope. You feel exhausted. What you hoped for has suddenly evaporated. Well, let me tell you, do not despair. Do not give up. The writer of the book of Hebrews encourages us by referring us to Jesus and how he endured the cross, suffering affliction. But he went on. Listen, as I read Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. My friend, none of us has experienced such devastating and traumatic events. So look beyond the now to what is to come. Take a fresh look as Peter leads us to consider our living hope. So I trust you have your Bible open at 1 Peter. I'm reading verses 1 through 5. Follow in your Bible. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, praise God! Peter based our living hope on several significant attributes of God, so we may never be in despair. First is the total foreknowledge of God. Now you notice in verse 2 how the Apostle Peter stated it. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Well, I admit that is a baffling thought. The foreknowledge of God. God's knowledge is total. He knows all things actual and possible. There are no surprises with God. He is never taken by surprise. The foreknowledge of God the Father. Now this foreknowledge is coupled with the sanctification of the Spirit, the Apostle Peter tells us. Sanctification of the Spirit through the Spirit's presence in our lives to make us holy. God desires our holiness. And so the Spirit comes to sanctify us, to purge us, to indwell us, and to bring us to holiness. But it is also initiated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, do you notice that? Listen, as I read verse 2 again. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you see it? He alone is our avenue of hope. Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. His shed blood is our avenue of hope. All this is in God's eternal plan. We were chosen, elect, chosen out by the foreknowledge of God. Eklektos in the Greek New Testament means called out, chosen out. Our living hope is based on God's total foreknowledge. He knew what we would do. Praise God. The second attribute that Peter bases our living hope on is the abundant mercy of God. The abundant mercy of God. Yes, there it is. There it is in verse 3. Who according to his abundant mercy, blessed be God. Blessed be God. I must remind you that God's justice makes possible his mercy. If he were not just, he would not need to be merciful. But since he is just, absolutely just, he then can be merciful. You know, the Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans, said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So because of God's justice, he can have abundant mercy. Then I noticed the Apostle Peter said, we are begotten again. We are begotten again unto a living hope. Born again, yes, a rebirth. Life where there was death. The Apostle Paul again, this time writing to the Ephesians, reminds us that we were dead in trespasses and sins. But God has made us alive in Christ. He has quickened us together with Christ. That's Ephesians 2:5. We were dead in trespasses and sins, but we have been made alive. We have been begotten again. We're born again. Yes. Amen. And this has been done by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Peter tells us. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees our resurrection. If I may refer again to the Apostle Paul, this time 1 Corinthians 15:23, where he says, Christ the firstfruits, and then they that are Christ's at his coming. You see, the abundant mercy of God is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that makes it possible for us to have a living hope. Ours is not a dead hope. Ours is a living hope, a great pulsating living hope. Our living hope is based on the living Christ. Yes, amen. And that is based on God's abundant mercy. The third attribute that Peter bases our living hope on is the effective power of God. Now please notice, we have an inheritance, a personal inheritance. Peter says you have an inheritance, or there is an inheritance for you. Now notice how he characterizes that inheritance. It is incorruptible. That means it is not of earth, because earth is corruptible. But this is incorruptible, so it's not of earth. and is undefiled. That also means it's not of earth, because we live in a crooked and perverse generation, but this is undefiled, that is, it's pure. And it fadeth not away. That also is not of earth, because we can see how things fade and how they pass away. That personal inheritance is reserved in heaven for you. And then that effective power works in our behalf. Peter says, for you who are kept by the power of God. The keeping power of God is constant. It is always available. It is always there. The power of God never diminishes. The power of God is never exhausted. It is released by faith. Do you see it? Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Released by faith. The power of God is released by faith. As to salvation, so the keeping power. How did you become a Christian? If you are a Christian, how did you become a Christian? By faith in Jesus Christ. How are you going to be kept? By faith in God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The keeping power of God will go to the end, revealed in the last time. Oh, bless God. Our living hope is based on the power of God, and that power of God is released by our faith. Faith unto salvation. Yes, amen. Friend, be strengthened. Be exuberant. Rejoice. Our living hope is not based on the whims of humanity. Our living hope is based on the total foreknowledge of God, the abundant mercy of God, and the effective power of God. Let us rejoice and be glad, because God's only begotten Son has made this possible. Now let us pray. O God, how marvelous, how majestic art Thou, how wonderful are Thy ways. Thy ways are past finding out. O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Thou art marvelous, Thou art wonderful. Thou hast prepared for us so much, and we appropriate so little. And so, Father, I pray, strengthen us that we might understand that our living hope is based on the great attributes of Thy own person. Hear my prayer, I pray. And I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I will extol Thee, O my God, and praise Thee, O my King. Yea, every day and evermore Thy praises I will sing. Every day.
Thank you, Altar of Praise Chorale. I hope that's your desire, friend. If you're a follower of Christ, when you think about the hope you have in Him, you should bless the Lord every day. Hope is such a precious gift that you and I have from God. Several years ago, Christianity Today ran this story. When Ronald Reagan was president, Vice President George Bush represented the United States at the funeral of former Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev. Bush was deeply moved by a silent protest that was carried out by Brezhnev's widow. She stood motionless beside the coffin until seconds before it was closed. And then just as the soldiers touched the lid, Brezhnev's wife performed an act of great courage and hope, a gesture that must surely rank as one of the most profound acts of civil disobedience ever committed. What did she do? Well, she reached down and she made the sign of the cross on her husband's chest. Right there, in the citadel of secular atheistic power, the wife of the man who had run it all hoped that her husband was wrong. She hoped that there was another life, and that life was best represented by Jesus who died on the cross, and that the same Jesus might yet have mercy on her husband. I don't hold out much hope for Mr. Brezhnev being in heaven, but hope certainly is a powerful motivation. George Bernard Shaw was known as one of the most renowned freethinkers and liberal philosophers. But just shortly before his death, he said this: "The science to which I pinned my faith is bankrupt. Its councils, which should have established the millennium, led instead directly to the suicide of Europe. I believed them once. In their name, I helped to destroy the faith of millions of worshippers in the temples of 1,000 creeds. And now they look at me and witness the great tragedy of an atheist who has lost his faith." Yes, my friend, when one loses their faith, their hope goes with it. Which brings me to the question: do you have the living hope that Dr. Yoder articulated so well? Is your hope based on the solid foundation of God and His Word, or on the flimsy, ever-changing philosophies of men like Mr. Brezhnev and Mr. Shaw? The choice is yours, and it's not a choice to be taken lightly, because how you choose will affect your eternal destiny. You know, friend, this is the defining question that you and I must answer. In fact, we all must answer it. How we answer this question will determine whether our lives are filled with hope or hopelessness. I'm so glad you've joined me today for this first message in our study from the book of 1 Peter. I believe you'll find challenge and blessing in this series as you join me for Dr. Yoder's expositions each week. And I encourage you to invite others to listen so they can be blessed too. If this program has blessed you, we'd like to know that. Not so we can pat ourselves on the back. We just want to know if these programs are meeting a need in your life and in your walk with the Lord. Or maybe Dr. Yoder's message raised some question in your mind, something that's not clear. If so, we'd be happy to address your questions from an authoritative source, the Holy Scriptures. Now, there are several ways you can contact us. You may send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can pick up your phone and call our office toll-free at 866-960-0292. And if you'd like a copy of this teaching, I'm happy to inform you that we recently had this whole series reprinted in an attractive paperback book. The teaching you heard today, as well as all the messages in this series, are contained in the book, and it's titled Sojourners in Faith. We'd be happy to mail a copy to you for a donation of any amount. You can send your request to us via email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call our offices toll-free at 866-960-0292. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. And when you send your gift, don't forget to ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. We do depend upon your fervent prayers and your generous financial support to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, one final thought. There are no hopeless situations. There are only people who have grown hopeless about them. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Voice of Hope today. We'll be back next week, Lord willing, to look into God's Word together. And until then,
walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly when you talk there, when you walk there by the sea. Talk with me, talk with me, lest mine ears no longer hear all the wonder, all the beauty of your grace. Walk with me, walk with me, as you walk so lovingly, when you walk there, when you talk there by the sea. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the garden. Understand all my duty, all the beauty.